Science allows invisible voyeurs. 9th of April, 2007. This is Reverend Zemulator for UNnews. Chicago, Illinois. Adolescent boys are elated at the news that a scientific invention, which renders objects invisible by bending light rays around the object that is to be cloaked, will allow them to spy on girls without being seen themselves. Engineers at Purdue University, the same school that gave the world Play-Doh, pretending to understand physics, invented the object, which they have dubbed a cloaking device. A cone-shaped object, festooned with various lengths of tiny metal needles at various angles, the cloaking device bends light rays so they go past the cloak object rather than being reflected off it, rendering it invisible. Funded by General Foods, the device and all related work to it will... Funded by General Foods, the device and all work related to it, as well as the scientists and engineers who designed the cloaking invention, have been confiscated by the Federal Bureau of Investigation and relocated to Area 51, a non-existent top-secret military reservation north of Las Vegas, a non-existent city in the non-existent state of Nevada. The U.S. military sees significant uses for such a weapon, significant potential uses for such a weapon, invention. General Lester Baby Boy McChester told a news reporter a lot of lies, quote, and it's too important to be entrusted to the left-wing idiots at Purdue University, unquote. According to Lester, the cloaking device can make jet fighters, tanks, or possibly even infantry divisions and aircraft carriers invisible to the enemy's human and electronic surveillance and reconnaissance, quote, multiplying the military's capability to shock and awe the enemy, unquote. Adolescent boys have their own ideas for how the invention might be used, although their proposed employment of the invention has nothing to do with national security or military operations. Scotty Smut said, glee making his pimply face glow, quote, I could turn the cloaking device on myself. Then I could check out the chicks in the girls' shower at school and see if Marcia Newsom, or Toothsome Newsom, as we call her, really has knockers as big as they look with her clothes on, unquote. Smut's friend, 17-year-old Randy Rutter, agreed, quote, with this device I could get a job at a women's clothing store and check out the babes as they try on the outfits in the dressing room. It's true I might see mostly just panties, but a lot of younger women, especially the hotties, wear thong underwear, or in some cases like Paris Hilton or Britney Spears, no underwear at all, unquote. It's highly unlikely, according to Byron Barron, a spokesman for Purdue University, that the invention will be sold to the public, and even more unlikely that adolescents could afford to purchase the cloaking device, which will sell for hundreds of thousands of dollars. He said, quote, it looks like they'll just have to keep sending away for the X-ray glasses advertised in comic books, unquote. Reportedly, Bill Gates, chairman of Microsoft, has ordered six of the devices, which he plans to award top performers at his company, many of whom, despite their impressive resumes, remain boys at heart and would love nothing better than to visit a woman's clothing store or the showers at the YWCA, admitted Gates. This has been Reverend Zemulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.